Good morning. This is Father Mark Toops over at Christ the Redeemer Catholic Church in Thibodaux, Louisiana, with our daily podcast for Wednesday, May 2nd, 2018, inside week three of a preaching series entitled Choosing to Choose. This past weekend, we talked about being present to the present moment, how that impacts our relationship with God, how being present to the present moment allows us to be present to the very God that we're trying to become more consistent in a relationship with. And throughout this week, we've talked really about the things that you might say threaten our being present to the present moment, specifically just the use of technology, our cell phones, our iPads, our tablets, whatever device it is that we go to on a repetitive, almost compulsive basis. And today I'd like for us to just acknowledge that one of the things that is a part of that going to technology is the fact that we're not going to relationship. In other words, if we're going to choose to choose, we're choosing relationship, we're choosing life. And I can't tell you how many times I myself either am the offender with the sin or see the sin around me of how we engage with our device when we're in the very presence of another person. Now, I'm not talking just a casual conversation where we're waiting on a significant communication, either because of work or even for family stuff. Sometimes just in casual being with, it's almost as if the technology, the text messaging, or even the phone calls allows us to be present to things that we are waiting on and maybe the other person in our life is also waiting on. What I am talking about is significant conversation when two spouses are trying to talk to each other. What I am talking about is when two friends are with each other, whether it be socially or in our vocation life, could be at work, but it certainly could be in other places. How many times do we disengage from a person that's in front of us to engage with a person that's not in front of us? And it's the choosing that it's important for us to pay attention. We're choosing to disengage with an other in order to engage with someone else. And what that builds within us is a habit, a capacity of checking out from being present to the people who are in front of us. And not only does that build up a habit over time in our relationships with people, but that builds up a habit over time with our relationship with God. If we can't sustain consistent conversation with people, then we're not going to be able to sustain a consistent relationship with God. We are always feeding the itch to check something, to reach out to someone, and perhaps we're always interested that there's something better that's available for me in that text message that came in than the people who are in front of me. What's dangerous about checking out of those conversations to check technology is the checking out. And it's important for us to build not only the virtue of being present to people, but we can't build the habit of being present to the present moment unless we choose to say no. Saying yes to people, saying yes to relationship requires a whole lot of saying no's. It requires saying no to checking our phone in the midst of other people. It requires saying no to even having our phone on in the presence of other people. And so what can we do today? Today, what I would encourage you to do is just to be conscious of how many times you disengage from the people who are in front of you in order to check your phone or to check aspects of a communication that's coming into you, whether it be email or any other social media app. Not only do you want to become aware of those things, but can you begin to build a daily habit today of saying no to checking those things, maybe even turning your phone off when you're in the presence of other people? It's been great being with you, and I know that this past 3 days, as we have taken a look at the things that threaten the present moment, it's hitting home with a lot of practical and personal habits. Come on back tomorrow. We'll give you one very practical habit that we can do to be more present to the present moment. And until we see you tomorrow, God bless.